We're back on with Ryan Piziola from Wilderness Sports in downtown Ishpeming. I appreciate you giving us a little more time, Ryan.
Yeah, no problem, Adam.
We talked a lot about some ice fishing reports. How I can't imagine a better way to ride out this hysteria right now than just get out on the lake or out in the woods. And you're isolated from society when you do that kind of stuff, and it sure as hell doesn't cost much money. So I'd like to think that the folks are going to take advantage of the walleye and the pike before it closes here on Sunday. And then there's tons of fishing even after that to take advantage of, we talked about. But right now, I'd like to tap you for some intel on Munising Bay. Have you heard anything about the ice or the fishing there?
Yeah, the fishing has been actually very, very good. Numbers are good. The size is a little bit small, I've been hearing. But the guys that, you know, I heard the guide say he caught 40 fish in 2 hours. Amazing down there last Sunday. But he did say that they were running a little bit on the small side. Most of them, he was getting to the ice, he had to put back down, but there's nothing wrong with that. You're still out there enjoying it. And, you know, the ice conditions, I've heard nothing but good, holding up extremely well. Not a lot of snow on the ice down there. They're saying definitely, you know, use your spikes or something on your feet for a little traction.
All right, well, let's move now to the woods. I heard hare hunting has become a lot easier now that the snow load has definitely compacted in the woods quite a bit. Not saying you don't need any snowshoes still, but maybe you can enlighten us on that situation and what the bunny numbers look like.
The guys out rabbit hunting this year are having a great year. A lot of rabbits. The dogs are, you know, not working nearly as hard, so the hunters and the dogs can travel a better distance through the woods and not be fatigued as much. The guys out rabbit hunting, Adam, are having a great, great season.
That's good to hear, too. All right, let's talk about predator hunting now. I heard the yodi hunting's doing real good, too.
Yeah, especially in the southern Marquette County, the deer are starting to move around a little bit more. It's that time for the coyotes to start moving, too. And the guys out predator hunting are just having a great time. And with this, you know, still having good snow on the ground, a little bit easier to get out there and hunt them.
Ryan, thanks for giving us all this info, and anything else you want folks to know about before I let you go?
Yeah, just remember leftover turkey tags for Michigan. Start picking them up March 30th, anytime after 10 o'clock a.m. And turkey numbers are looking good as well, so I think the guys that take advantage of that will have a successful season.
And April 1st, you got to have yourself a new fishing license.
Yes, sir.
You might as well get into Wilderness Sports. Get it all taken care of and get out in the woods and on the water. Ryan Piziola from Wilderness Sports in Ishpeming. We'll catch up with you again real soon, bud.
Sounds good, Adam. Thank you.
This is The Outdoor Show.